You know, in the four questions that we asked, Fiakashis, so one of them is, Shukhalaylos Anu Ochlim Ben Yoshvim Ben Musubim, Halayla Ze Kulan Musubim. So Haseb is one of the questions. I heard from the Rav many times, the Rav said that actually the expression, the four questions, is not exactly accurate. It's really not four questions, according to the Rambam, but four declarations, four statements. And before we begin the Seder, we acknowledge, or we affirm, that this night is different. And it's different because of the mitzvahs halayla, and they are matzah, morah, and haseba. What did I leave out? Matfilin. Okay, thank you. Matfilin shtefa amin, right? And in the time of the Mishnah, in the time of the Beit Hamikdash, there was a fifth question, which was why we eat only, sleed, kovim pesach. So the Rav said, really, these are four statements. In other words, how different this night is from other nights because of these mitzvahs halayla, which define the evening, the Seder. And the proof is actually the Rambam says that the one who asks these questions is not the child at all. It's the one who says this is the head of the household who's running the Seder. And then it says, the Rambam says, afterwards, the Ben Ishoyel, whatever other questions he may have. This, of course, will answer the question, how is this kid so precocious that he's asking about things that haven't even happened yet, because tonight questions, these are the things that make this evening unique. And one of them is Haseba. And that's what we're going to speak about a little bit today, some insights into the mitzvah of Haseba. But the Rav said, of course, Midirai said the mitzvah halayla are Korban Pesach. This question was applicable when the Korban Pesach was being served at the Seder in the time of the Beis Hamikdash. Nowadays we don't ask it. Matzah, Morah, and Sipitis Mitzrayim. Sipitis Mitzrayim, however, there are two dimensions to Sipitis Mitzrayim. There's remembering the Geula, and also there's the Shibud. Matzah B'Knus, Mitzrayim B'Shvach. And therefore, Haseba is a demonstration of the Shvach, so to speak, the Geula dimension of the night. And the Matbilim is is representative or an expression of the Shibud aspect of the evening. So this is just by way of introduction. Now, the Rambam in Perek Zayin in Hilchos Chametz and Matzah Halacha Ches says, "Ve'enasai tzrichim haseba." At what point in the Seder is haseba essential, necessary? B'shas achilas kezayis matzah. At the time that you eat the kezayis matzah, let's just listen carefully to the Rambam's lashon. Kezayis matzah. Ubishtiyas dalit kosos, and when we drink the four kosos, ha'elu, the shal achilasu shtiyasu im hesib ha'rezeh meshubach. And the Rambam says, in the rest of the meal, the rest of the suda, if you're mesib while you eat, ha'rezeh meshubach. It's not required, but it's the key to do haseba throughout the suda. Now it's interesting, the Rambam, when he speaks about the lochus of in Chometz and Matzah, he speaks about Korban Pesach. He gives you a description of the Seder as it was in the time of Beit HaMikdash, sort of speak, what we. And then he says, by the way, we don't have a Beit HaMikdash nowadays. So then there's certain changes in the Seder. We don't have a Korban Pesach, and so on. But the Rambam's focus is, this is the way the Seder was done at the time of the Beit HaMikdash. That was where in the Rambam's mindset things were. And it's interesting, when he mentions it, he mentions Haseba, but where would we have expected Haseba where the Rambam doesn't have it? He has it by Matzah and by the Dalit Kosos. But he doesn't mention it by Korban Pesach. How come there's no Haseba during Korban Pesach? And also, the Rambam does, the Prima Godda, as a matter of fact, says that because the Rambam doesn't mention, he already noticed it, that the Rambam doesn't have a Haseba by Korban Pesach, so he says when we eat the Afikoimen, But the Afikomen, according to the Rambam, that's not Aminig, Aminig is that we're made for the Afikomen as well, but that the Rambam's opinion is that the Afikomen also would not require Hesedim. Because Afikomen is like the Korban Pesach. In Matthew Pesach Afikomen, the last thing we eat is the Korban Pesach, and the matzah nowadays, the Afikomen is the substitute for the Korban Pesach. So the people got says that according to the Rambam, they would not be required Hesedim for the Afikomen. The truth is that he doesn't just need to derive it from the fact that the Ram doesn't mention Hesedim by Korban Pesach. It came out in the Fush in the Ram, because the Ram says, "Emesai tzichim Hesedim b'asher achilas kezayis matzah." He only mentions the first kezayis. If the Ram thought that Afikomen requires Hesedim, he would have mentioned Afikomen. It's not just kezayis matzah. He should have said b'shas matzah. So it came out in the Fush in the Rambam that the Ram thinks that the Afikomen did not require Hesedim, and also Korban Pesach doesn't require Hesedim. And the question is why. So I'd like first to suggest a few reasons why the Rambam why the Rambam does not require Hesedim by Korban Pesach. Well, one thing may be this. One reason may be that the Hesedim sets up the mitzvah. In other words, when we eat matzah, or we eat, or we drink dalat kosos. Of course, there's an Indian matzah. You can eat matzah all year, not just during Pesach, right? We say it indeed. That's what, right? Shvachol alos anochlim chametzu matzah. So, how do we know that this achilas matzah is uniquely the matzah's mitzvah? So, in the ma'is achil itself. So we demonstrate that we set it up by that we eat it behesedim. Similarly, dalat kosos. We drink wine all year. So how do we know that these dalakosas are the special dalakosas with the message of Geula and the story of Pesach? We set it up by drinking the dalakosas. So, our ministry is all four, but there at least two, at least one set. It's either two or two. We have a discussion, we're going to get to it later on, whether it's the first two that require a sabre or the last two. The Ram says, since it's easy to do it, and if it's suffix and Gemara, whether it's the first two or the last two, so we drink all four kosos per Hesedim. But it's to set up the kosos, that these are the kosos of the dalat kosos, so it has to be the Hesedim. Masha ein ken Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is a special locha that's like all kachim, that's nechal, the most is lemoshcha, legdulu, kedera shemalochim osan osan, that has to be eaten in a special way, but the kachim, that the chetzah of kachim itself sets up the achila as a special achila derech cheres. And therefore, it doesn't require hesedim. I said that the chetzah of kachim, that itself makes it a special achila. And therefore, it doesn't, for Moshe, that's what Korban Pesach was Nechal ala Sova. All these halachas are part of the halachas of Kachim. There may be another reason why Korban Pesach didn't require Hesedim, and as a derivative of that, the Ram thinks also that the Afikomen doesn't require Hesedim, and that is that the first Pesach Mitzrayim, was Nechal B'chipozon. And therefore, Hesedim and Chipozon are Atata B'sasri. Chipozon means you have to eat it quickly, you're on your way out. That's not Hesedim. Even though the Halacha of Chipozon was only said only by Pesach Mitzrayim, not subsequently, but Zechet Pesach Mitzrayim, that's why also there's no Hesedim. There may be another reason why there's no Hesedim, and that is this. The Rambam has a very unique opinion about the dipping, the matbilim. You know, we dip in salt water, right? But the Rambam didn't dip in salt water. Who knows what the Rambam dipped his, whatever it was that he was dipping in. What? Not vinegar, no? Chaloses, right. The Rambam dipped everything in chaloses. The Ravid thought it was absurd. The Ravid is matzig, that's Narishkeit. But, The the Rambam dipped, it's interesting, the Rambam didn't only dip the Moro in Chalosis, he dipped all the mitzvahs Achila of the Laila, he dipped the Karpas in Chalosis, and he dipped the Matzah in Chalosis. So I think the Rabbi's question says, what did he say? Zehevel, I think, I forgot exactly the Rabbi, in, you know, his usually shy fashion, the Rabbi, and he disagrees completely. So, but the Rabbi dipped everything in Chalosis. The Rabbi says, the Rabbi is Perkhes, Halacha Beis, Halokech Yerek, Umetabel also the Chalosis, and then Halacha Ches, Umetabel Matzah the Chalosis, for Ochel. V'chozer mevorach al achilas moro umetabel moro b'chavosis v'ochel v'chozer korach matzu moro umetabel b'chavosis. But in Halacha Zayin, when he speaks about the Korban Pesach, he doesn't mention that you're not build the Korban Pesach in chavosis. So all the mitzvahs halayla the Rambam dips in chavosis except for the Korban Pesach. I think I once heard this from the Rav. He was over that why the Ram doesn't have, given that the Ram thinks you should be dip everything, all the mitzvah achila, the chalosis, why not Korban Pesach? So the answer may be because chalosis, based on what I said before, chalosis, the dipping in chalosis according to the Ram indicates that this achila is a special achila. You know, it's achila of the mitzvah halayla. It's not just achila of matzah, which you can eat all year. It's not just an achila of karpas. People have vegetables at every meal nowadays. It's not, for us, of course, it's standard to have yarukas at a meal. I remember I once said, just a parenthetical remark, I remember the Rav said that at his Seder, his father's Seder, they used to, for Mora, they used lettuce. So somebody asked, was it romaine lettuce? So he said, I'll tell you the truth, it was the only time during the year that I ever saw lettuce. They were very poor, they didn't have lettuce. It was hard for me to know between this lettuce or that lettuce, what they used. I think they say Rabban Kutler used regular lettuce, but we generally use only the main lettuce for Mora. But anyhow, so why not the Korban Pesach? Again, because the Korban Pesach is a Chetzer Shel Kodshim, it didn't need the dipping in Chaloshes to indicate that this was a special mitzvah halayla. There may be, however, another reason. So that goes together why there's no Hesedah by the Korban Pesach and and also the Afikoman. There is another reason, another possible suggestion why the Ram does not dip the which is a special reason why he does not dip the Pesach in Chalosis, and that is that what is Chalosis remind us of? So the Ram says that in Perek Gimel Chochmas Tzimatzeh Lach Yiras that the Chalosis is Zeichel Letit. It's the Chalosis reminds us of the mortar, so that the message of Chalosis is purely Shibud. All the other things that we eat that night have a dual. Like matzah. Matzah is also zecher lecheres, but it's also zecher reminds us that we were in. It was the halachah the achla b'sanim ba'arad mitzrayim, right? When we were poor, right? It's lechem oini, right? So it's a better. So there's a theme in the matzah. Both of cheres is a dual theme, and also of one thing I saw. So his particular happens actually migalu, but there's also the theme of lechem oini. Karpas also has a theme of it's not a theme necessarily of geula, but Korban Pesach is only geula, so there's no the zeich letit would not merge with Korban Pesach, and that's why the Ram was not matbil the Korban Pesach in Chalosis. Now, I mentioned that the Rambam says. That the Ram says, "Kishes." Reading it, but the Ram Perek Zayin says, "Halacha Zayin." Kishes soid adam b'layla azeh tzorach lecho v'lishos v'umeitiv derecheiros. The emesay tzvichim hesedla v'shas achilas kezayis matzu shtiyas abakoytis ha'elu. V'shar echilas u'shtiyosu im hesib arezim eshubach. V'im lav enu tzorach. So the Velvel, Driscoll in his Sefer, and this Rambam points out that it's mavur from the Rambam that the Rambam thinks that the mitzvah Haseva is an independent mitzvah. It's not just a tnai in the oifen, in the fashion that we fulfill the mitzvah halayla, the way that we fulfill the mitzvah matzah, the mitzvah dawit koitzis. There's a separate kiyum of Haseva. For halayah, that the Rambam thinks that there's an Indian of Haseva, not only b'shas achilas matzah or dalet koitzis, but if he's mesiv doing the suda itself, haveza meshubach. So you see that there's an independent mitzvah of Haseva, not only linked to the mitzvah matzah or dalet koitzis. So therefore, according to the Rambam, let's say a person ate matzah shelo b'haseva. So he didn't lose anything in the mitzvah matzah. The mitzvah matzah was eaten b'shlemusa. There's a separate halacha there's a separate mitzvah of haseva. At a minimum, it should be during the ikar part of the suda, which is during the matzah and the dalet koisis. But there's a kiyum of haseva even for the rest of the suda. It's an independent mitzvah. However, Toisis im Sochim and Daf Kuf Ches is mesupuk if a person ate matzah or drank the dalet the koisis shelo b'haseva, whether he has to eat the matzah again. And the Rosh there, I think it's one of the Mamma Primus, okay, says that if he ate matzah below his saber, he has to eat the matzah again. So Velvel points out, you see that the Rosh disagrees with the Rambam. Because according to the Rambam, if it's a separate mitzvah, so it shouldn't, it's a separate mitzvah of his saber. It's not in any way linked necessarily to the kiyum or the mitzvah of matzah. So therefore, if a person ate matzah, according to the Rambam, there's no reason to assume that if he ate matzah shelo b'haseva, that he wasn't yoytzei. The mitzvah's matzah was yoytzei. And there'd be no inyan to eat the matzah again, the haseva. He was already yoytzei the mitzvah's matzah. What? What do you mean he didn't eat one kazayah? Yeah. The mitzvah matzah was Makayim. He just was offhand. This is what Mavevel assumes. That according to the Ram, you're not yoytze the mitzvah saber, but the mitzvah matzah was yoytze. And now to eat another kazayas, you know, maybe there'd be an inyan to do haseber because there's a kima according to the Ram to do haseber during any of the meal. But there'd be no special mitzvah to eat after matzah. Matzah ready, he was yoytze. Yeah, but you don't have to ask just about Haseba. There's no bracha about any of the mitzvahs halayla. Right? We don't make a bracha on Tzipitzis Mitzrayim. So Haseba, you have to understand, even Haseba is a drabanon within the, you know, the Ram says Chayv Adam, we say that God the Chayv Adam liros is atzmo, kilo yatzim Mitzrayim. But the Ram gives to us Chayv Adam laharos is atzmo. The person has to demonstrate that he went out of Mitzrayim. So part of the demonstration is to the eating the mitzvah halayla and to haseva. So just like we don't make a bracha in general on tzipitzis mitzrayim, there are lots of reasons why we don't make a bracha on tzipitzis mitzrayim. The Rav thought you don't make a bracha on tzipitzis mitzrayim because any mitzvah which is defined within the coordinate system of bracha, which there are other brachas associated with it, you don't make a bracha on a bracha, right? You don't make a bracha on the mitzvah kriyas shema every morning. Why? Because kriyas shema is fulfilled through saying Midrabani, we say Kriya Shema in the middle of the Birkas Kriya Shema. We don't say Bracha on the mitzvah of Tefillah every day, even though according to the Rambam, to mitzvah Yeraisa even to Davin, right? Because the way we fulfill the mitzvah is by saying the Shemoneh Esrei Brachos. So that's why we don't make a Bracha on the Seder. But the Rush holds not that way, and the Rush says that if you didn't eat it, the Haseba, you have to eat the matzah again. So the Rambam says, you see that according to the Rush, that the Rosh is choluk on the Rambam, and the Rosh thinks that the mitzvah the Haseba is a plat, Midrabonim of course, in the mitzvahs Achilas Matzah, and if you did not fill, if you did not eat the Haseba, you want Yoytzeh Mitzvahs Matzah, and therefore you have to eat it again, because you want, at least on the Drabon level, you want Yoytzeh Mitzvahs Matzah. And if you hold that it's an independent mitzvah, Revelo points out, it's not shaykh that you should eat it again. Because the mitzvah matzah you already ate. There'd be no toelis in eating it again. You already fulfilled the mitzvah matzah. So why eat it again? So the Rush who says that you eat it again, you see that he thinks what? That no, it's a separate mitzvah of Haseba. Haseba should be done at the time of Achilas Matzah. But if you didn't do it, you know, Bafalas. You can. I just want to point out, you can dingzach with Revelva. I'm going to speak about Revelva in a second. But in the Svara that he says, that if you already were Yoytzei, it's not shy to do Haseba, but that's not such a double portion. Because there are many poiskim, the Nativ amongst them, the Chachinuch talks about it, that it could be that even if you would, even that the mitzvah matzah is a kezayis matzah, but if you more than a kezayis, there's a kiyum matzah. The Ram's lashon, because the Ram's lashon is by matzah is, you know, if you ate a kezayis, you were yoytzer, right? The Ram says mitzvah to eat a matzah, and if you ate a kezayis, you're yoytzer. For the Ram's mashma, that there's a kiyum to eat more than a kezayis. That's what many achrayim point out. So if that's true, that there's a kiyum to eat more than a kezayis, so anytime there's no chiyuv is a kezayis. But it doesn't mean that the next kezayis is not, you're not mitzvah a mitzvah of matzah, maybe a mitzvah deraisa of matzah. If you want kezayis for time, the next kezayis is also a kiyum. If that's true, then there'd be a chaloitza seva for the other kezayis. And also, Lavelo is assuming that there's no kiyum beyond the first kezayis. All right. Correct. Now, those are the way we fulfill the mitzvah, as the mitzvah of Sipur Tzimtzum is structured. Midrabanan involves saying bracha, and that's why we don't make a bracha on the Haggadah. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, in other words, because the mitzvah itself of Sipur Tzimtzum, Midrabanan involves making brachas, Shagalanu, and so on, all the brachas that we say, and therefore you don't make a bracha on a bracha. There's a lot of literature written about this. Everybody who begins this, so many of you showing the Rashbo already asked this question, why don't we make a bracha on the Haggadah? Alright, so anyway, what I told you up to now is what the Rebbe has in his sefer. It's a very famous Tikkun Torah from Biskurov. So I wanted to ask just a few hayyos on what the Rebbe says. According to the Tzeshen Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, Tov Ayin Beis, and Tov Ayin Beis Yif Zayin, the Mechaber paskins that if a person, it paskins like the Rosh, that if a person ate Shalom B'Haseba, that he has to eat again. So if he ate a Kezayit and he wasn't Mesir, so the Mechaber says he has to eat another kezayis behaseder, like the Rosh. And the Ramo adds to this, and he quotes the Rambam. Ramo says in l'chatchila you should be meisir for the whole suda. So according to Revelo, how is Ramo mezakeh shtala beitrei? He paskins like the Rambam. L'chatchila you should be meisir for the whole suda, and still he says that if you ate shelo behaseder, you have to eat again. Shita savas. According to Revelo, this is machlokes in the Rambam and the Rosh. So how can he paskin that you paskin like the Rambam that you need Haseba for the Chachili should be made for the whole Suda, and he also paskin that you should have you should what? If you didn't eat Haseba, you have to eat again. So that's my first question, Revelo. I mean, you could answer. He means it. I mean, according to Revelo, he said Tulchum. In other words, you should be machlokes with anything that is machlokes. And the Ramah is not just being moistif on the Mechaber, he's saying you should be machmir like both shittas. Maybe. Yeah.
That has to be not.
that's what I'm going to talk about. All right. I mean, it's not what Rav Elbel said, but the other question I wanted to ask on the Rush is not on the Rav Elbel, but on the Rush itself. The Rush says that if you eat, and that's what the Mechaber passes, is that if you eat Shaloba Hesseva, you're not yoytze the matzah, you have to eat again. And the choice against the Gemara, because the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chav Ches, Kafu v'ochol matzah yotze. The Gemara that we're all well familiar with, in the Loch of Mitzvah Tzichus Kavana, if Pasoim came, Goyim came and forced him, the night of Pesach, the night of the Seder, they forced him to eat matzah, so he's yotze. You understand that these hooligans came after him, right? Schutz and they came and they forced this guy. They meet him on the street. They beat him up. They stuffed the matzah down his throat. So you understand he wasn't eating the matzah b'haseba. And it's not only because it's what happened that he wasn't happened to be eating the haseba. Even if he was eating the haseba, that's actually kin haseba. You understand? Haseba doesn't mean that you're reclining, that they're forcing the matzah down your throat. And the Ma has a shadow, mitzvah tzichus kavana, ain't tzichus kavana. You see from here, mitzvah ain't tzichus kavana. That's not called the Haseba. So according to the Rosh, how can the Rosh say, the Rosh says, you're yoytze, and we passen that you're yoytze, right? I mean, this is the whole question, the Ram passes that, and the question, whether how does Ram passen that mitzvah tzichus kavana in general? But we passen kafu v'achol matzah. Is yoytze, the Ram pek vav from coming to matzah, loch and gimel. Right, the Ram says, "Ochol matzah below kavanah kugon she'ansu akum o listin lechol yotzi dechavaso." So, according to the Rush, how will the Rush explain that gemara? How will he explain that gemara? Kafuv ochol matzah that you yotze, you're not yotze. It was shelo b'haseba. So, what I'd like to add is this. We're familiar, it says in the Haggadah, the famous Maimah from Gamliel, and we have Kol Shela Amar Gimel Dvam Eilu B'Pesach Lo Yotzi Dechavaso Ve'Eilu Hem Pesach Matzu Moro. Right, so what is the Gamliel's, what the Gamliel says, if you don't say these three things, namely, if you don't explain the Mitzvah Halayla Pesach Matzu Moro, so you're not Yotzi. What aren't you Yotzi? You're not Yotzi what? So what's Poshup Shah? What aren't you Yotzi? What? You're not yotze the mitzvah tzitzis Mitzrayim. No, it's not enough just to say we were in Egypt, God took us out, we're free. You have to also interpret the mitzvah salayla to fulfill the mitzvah tzitzis Mitzrayim. Right? That's a simple pshat. That's the way most Rishonim interpret. However, the Ramban in Brachas, it's the last Ramban in the Chumash at the end of the first parak in Brachas, interprets differently. He says, "Kol shlo lo yotzi dechavaso means you're not yotzi the mitzvah of matzah. If you just eat the matzah without interpreting lo yotzi dechavaso, right? Or if you ate the moro without interpreting, you're not yotzi the mitzvah moro. And the Ramban says it means there's a kiyum. It doesn't mean that you're not yotzi at all. But there's a kiyum, the mitzvah b'shleimusa, the complete kiyum requires that you should explain the mitzvah that you're eating. So there are two halachas. There's a mitzvah, and the Ramban emphasized that these are two halachas midiraisa. The Ramban says sometimes you see that there's a basic mitzvah midiraisa, but there's a kiyum above it. The Ramban is actually speaking about in different kinds of speaking about the mitzvah kriyishma, and he gives this as a mashal. I remember this Ramban very well. I'll tell you why. When the Rav, after the Rav's wife was passed away, the Rav didn't come back to give shum. We learned about Rav then, and he didn't come back to give shum till his wife died. It was Purim. She died Tainus Esther, and the Shechta just lost his father. There's whole discussion. She just said shiva on Purim or not. So he can be an Akhmer person even on Purim. He can be an Akhmer person even B'moyed, the Gemara says, right? But he didn't actually sit shiva, on the ground without wearing shoes. But, and this is on Purim whether Avelus applies or not is a machlokes in Mechaber and Ramot. Mechaber says that Avelus applies on Purim, and Ramot says that it doesn't. So, I remember when I went to Boston to Nachum Abba the Rav, he said he was sitting shiva. I came shushan Purim. there's actually the end of the month, you don't see no shushan pulim also. So he told me, he said, if somebody would ask me the shaila, I would tell them not to sit shiva, like the Ramah. But I personally, either because psychological, whatever the reason, he says, I pass him like the Mechaba. So I remember when he came back, the weeks that he had not given shiva for a long time, because when the Rebbetzin was ill, he was by her side the entire time. He didn't come to give shiur. And then he came back, it was a little bit before Pesach. And I remember his son Chaim came in before and he said, my father's going to shiur on Pesach and Yonim. But no one should ask any questions. No one should say anything. But anyhow, I remember the Rebbe, he was searching, he was trying to remember where this, he always used to quote it as a Maoshur, and said, but he knows it's a, the Ramban, and he couldn't remember for a second where the Ramban was, and I was afraid, should I tell him, should I not say? So I said, the Ramban is the end of Brochet, you know, that Ramban in Mohammed, so it always sticks in my mind. Remember that, you know, whether we took the risk. I remember that Michal Shurkin came in right after Chaim made his announcement, said no one should ask any questions. He didn't hear the announcement before. As soon as the Rav started talking, he had about a whole school of five questions. But anyhow, so the Ramban says, this was an important yosoit from the Rav, that what you're not yotzi means, lo yotzi dechavos means the mitzvah's matzah. And the way the Rav explained, there are two kiyumim. One is, let's say the mitzvah's matzah, there's mitzvah be'er tochlo matzos. But there's another kiyum in the raita of bavuzer. So if you didn't explain the mitzvah's halayla, this kiyum of bavuzer, you're not yotzi. I want to, the Gershon Zak Zichron of Racha told me, the Velma said the same thing in this Ramban, and he pointed out that the Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvah, in the Mitzvah Sheshokom Harav, it's Mitzvah Tetzvav, he mentioned, when he counts the Mitzvah, the Ramban holds that there's a Mitzvah D'Oraisa of Birkas HaTorah. Ramban holds Birkas HaTorah is D'Oraisa. He's the Rishon, if according to Ramban, that person is the super great. He said, because some of the more midiraisa, he's mechuyev to say it, because suffix diraisa lechumra. So he says, even the Ramban counts the mitzvah of making a bracha, kishem Hashem ekra havagol okeno, he counts it as a separate mitzvah. And he says, sometimes he gives a list, even though I counted, the Ramban says, as a separate mitzvah. Even as part of Talmud Torah, I count it still as a separate mitzvah. And Ramban gives several mitzvahs where you find that pattern, where he does that. For example, Birkas HaTorah is counted as a mitzvah by itself, not just part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And Ke'en said the Ramban also quotes Bikurim, the mitzvah Bikurim and Mikra Bikurim are counted as two mitzvahs. And also he says Achilas Matzah and Sipitzis Mitzrayim. So Velva said, why is Achilas Matzah Sipitz Yisrayim? I mean, what's the Chiddush? Of course they're two different mitzvahs. Why would we think? Because there is a kiyum of saying them together. Bavuzer. So that's the Ramban is saying, just like Tamatoran, because the Torah counts as two mitzvahs, even though there's a kiyum of together of Torah with the Bracha, here also there's a kiyum of what? Of Sipitz Yisrayim with the mitzvahs halayla, of let's say Achilas Korban Pesach and Matzah and so on, and he counts them as separate mitzvahs, even though there's also mitzvah of the Sipitz Yisrayim is counted separate and not subsumed under Achilas Korban Pesach, Achilas Matzah, because even though there's a kiyum together, that's what the Ramban is saying. So Ravel said this Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs is l'shitaso with the Ramban in the Ramban Shita that I quoted in the Mechamis. So now coming back to the questions that we asked, so we see there are two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah bavuzer, and there's a mitzvah of achilas matzah, or the other mitzvah halayla. So the halacha that matzah, let's say according to the Rosh, that matzah is nechel behesedah, and that's ikuva according to the Rosh. That lechoyer, let's say he ate it shelo behesedah, and you see that's a plot in the mitzvah of matzah. What dimension of matzah is deficient if it was not eaten shalom b'hesedah? So the chayyav of pshat is, the Rosh doesn't mean you're not yotzei matzah at all. After all, matzah is mitzvah d'oraisa. He doesn't mean the chachom makir the mitzvah matzah. He means to say this aspect, which is a d'oraisa of bavuzer, kosher amikim el zom el b'pesel lo yotzei dechavaso, That dimension of matzah requires that it should be eaten by Hetzeva. So now it's good. What the halacha is, why we ask kafu v'achol matzah, the Gemara says Rosh Hashanah yotzah. What do you mean yotzah? It was nechash shlo b'Hetzeva. And ichnami, the mitzvah bavu is there that matzah should be eaten at the Seder and part of the Seder with the whole Sipi Sisra Zion. That mitzvah and should be eaten by Hetzeva, itaka wasn't yotzi. That's dimension, that kiyum. But the halacha of the mitzvah matzah of the erev tofu matzos, that mitzvah he was yotzei. So now in terms of the question we ask, how come in Shulchan Aruch there are more according to Avel, how is he mezakeh shtar al beitrei? The answer is that enichinami that there's a separate the mitzvah hesedah according to the Rosh is part of the mitzvah matzah, but not the naked mitzvah of matzah of erev tofu matzos. But it's linked to which mitzvah? To the mitzvah Bavuzer. Bavuzer Lamati is man she matzah mo munochnu fanecha. That halacha requires that it should be said the Hesedah. And that's because the Hesedah is part of the mitzvah of the Chayv Laharos, is part of the mitzvah of Sipit Yisrael, and matzah also is part of the mitzvah of Sipit Yisrael. This aspect of Sipit Yisrael, the Ramban can be interpreted in two ways, by the way. That matzah is part of the mitzvah Sipit Yisrael, the Ramban said that Sipit Yisrael is also in the mashum adodi, that Sipit Yisrael is also part of the mitzvah of Achilles matzah. So in what Revelo says, that according to the Rosh, you see that Hesedah is part of the mitzvah matzah. We just have to add this caveat to it, namely, it is part of the mitzvah matzah, but not the mitzvah matzah of the erev tofu matzos. The reason the Rosh requires that you eat again the matzah is because you did not fulfill which dimension of the mitzvah matzah, the mitzvah that's linked to Sipit Yisrael of Bavuzer. Right. Okay. Now I want to talk about just the mitzvah Hesedah by Dalet Koisus. Right, you have to be meisiv by the Gezayah and by the Dalet Koisus. So the Gemara in Psochma Daf Kuvchet of an Aleph Itma Matzah Tzorech Hesedah Mora Ein Tzorech Hesedah Yain Itma Mishmei Rav Nachman Tzorech Hesedah VeItma Mishmei Rav Nachman Ein Tzorech Hesedah. Now there are two traditions where the Dalet does the Yain require Hesedah. It's not a machlokes. Yain taka requires a seba, but it's but it's only the first two koises that require a seba. The last two koises don't require a seba. The first two koises represent the geula. From Mitzrayim, those require Hesedah. The other two are just Shevach about that, they don't require Hesedah. Amile Lahai Gisa, Amile Lahai Gisa. Amile Lahai Gisa, Trekas Kamar by Hesedah, the Hashtu who becomes Maskla Chavus, Trekas Basroi Lobo Hesedah, my Dahabi Habi. Once we're already freed, you don't need Hesedah. But Amile Lahai Gisa, the opposite, it's on the contrary. Adra, Trekas Basroi, but the first two don't need. It's only the second set of choices required. Hahishaita the Kohav Yacheris, Trekas Kimar, Lo Boy Hesedah, Dakati Avadim Hayinu Kama. Right? Now, the process begins, but first we begin Masul Mignus, we're still Avadim, so the first two don't require Hesedah. So it's Hash to the Itma Hochi, the Itma Hochi, Ibi Idi Boy Hesedah. The Shiloh was the first two kosos, the last two kosos, so we're mesiv for all four kosos. So the Ran says, even though generally, after all, the halacha of Dalet Koisus and Hesedah for sure, additionally, is only mitzvah Rabbanan, so it's a suffix whether you require Hesedah the first two kosos or the second two kosos. Why are we machmir that we have Hesedah for all four kosos? On the contrary, say the principle, suffix Rabbanan Lakula, and don't have Hesedah by anything. So the the Ran asked this question. Va'afakav de ba'al makayim lam ipcha de chol sveikit rabbonu l'kula hocha kevin de lav milsa de tilchihi avdina levocha de milsa v'chein pirshu zal v'li nira de al kochach boi lemevet ha'sei b'kulu di neiz l'kula amai nekel tfei mihani v'nekel b'tavaya ha'mi ikwa mitzis miyakwa mitzis ha'sei b'lagamri. So the Ran gives two answers. One answer the Ran says that, well, if you'll do Hesseba if you'll say something to Rabbanu Kula, this is the Ran's second answer, you'll eliminate the entire mitzvah Hesseba. And we know there is a mitzvah Hesseba. So it's a top of the top, so you can't say something to Rabbanu Kula. That's the Ran's second test. His first test is, since there's no tircha to do the Hesseba, Kendalav Milsa de Tilchi, Abdila Levoch de Milsa. So then we're Mesa by all four. So I just want to say, what does it mean if there's no Tircha? Let's say a person is Mesupik, whether he took Lulav on the second day. Right, the first day Lulav is a Mitzvah D'Oraisa. But on the other days, it's only Drabonah, only Mikdash is D'Oraisa. So would you say Savi Drabonah Kula? He thinks he took it, he's not sure. So the Loch is, of course, you say Savi Drabonah Kula. And that's the halacha. So why over here? He says because it's not a tircha. I mean, it's not a tircha to pick up the lulav either. I mean, the agve nafik vei. So what does the Ran mean that the lav milsa the tilchi? So I thought that the pshat is like this. If we quoted the Ram before, that the Ram's opinion is that you require Hesseba this Hesseba is not only for the time of Achilas Matzah and the Dalet Toisus, but there's Hesseba also for the entire Suda, Areza Meshubah. So maybe the Ram says like this. Now, when do you say Sveki Drabon Lekula? There's a Shaila Ayachayiv and not Chayiv. But if you're not Chayiv, if you do it, it's completely worthless. So if a person took Lulav, he was ready Yotze. There's no key to hold the Lulav beyond what's required. So then we say Sveki Drabon Lekula. Right? There's a Shaila about the Kriyas Megillah, which is Purim. The machlokes to poiskim. If a person, Megillah is a mitzvah drabonim, but it's not just a stam mitzvah drabonim. Since it's mentioned in Tanakh, it's a mitzvah divrei kabbalah. So it's a shaila where the mitzvah divrei kabbalah is treated like a d'oraisa, since it's mentioned in Tanakh. The Taz is an opinion that you don't say sveki drabonim l'kula by kriyas and Megillah. This is Shagasari has a discussion about this in Turi Evin. So let's assume for a second that on Megillah, that it's a mitzvah drabonim, you say sveka drabonim l'kula, right? So if a person is super, whether he heard the Megillah, he doesn't remember, he wouldn't have to read it again. Why? Because if you did hear it once, there's no keem to hear it again. But here, by the Dalet Toisus, ha'reiz de meshubach, but the Dalet Toisus are not worse than the rest of the Suda, that there's a keem to eat the whole Suda b'hesebo, kavachoyma the Dalet Toisus. So maybe that's what it's lav milsa tircha. In other words, there's still a kiyum. If even though it's drabonim, but if you would do it again, there'd be a kiyum. Then we don't say sveki drabonim l'kula. Now, Toisus and Psochim and Daf Kuf Ches in explaining this is my dehava have. Toisus shikva amu geulu lifnei hasuuda, va'af agav de matzah tzricha hasseba, lo amu mai de havi, shiny matzah shehi. But I there's a side point which I'm not dealing with today. But if a person picks up the lulav, is there a kiyum to hold the lulav? Is every second that you're holding the lulav is that a mitzvah or not? So, I'm for the purpose of today's discussion, we're assuming that there's not. But that actually is a machlokes of Rishayim. So anyhow, so Tari says, why is it if the second kaisis don't require the second past the second kos, you don't require hesedah, so why does the matzah require hesedah? Tari says. So Tosis gives several answers. For afakav the matzah tzicha hesedah, lo ami mai da havi havi, shiny matzah she ikas seuda yosem miyayin. First teres. For old biyayin hasted kvar b'shnei kosis hamishonim. For old shiksuva b'tola zeichel lecheres, shlo hispik b'tekin lahachmes ad shenigalu. For afakav the havi lechem only yesh lo ochla derech cheres. Umashet zorach hesedah. First of all, you see, Tosfos says mafurish that this is sabre by the afikoyim, not like the Rambam. But I want to just focus on, see how much time we have. Not so much, but just for a moment, one of Tosfos says like this. Matzah is unique. It's the Ika Suda, the main theme of Chelis is the Matzah, so that's why required. But Tosfos says like this, it's a Chilik. By the Dalek Kaisis, there was a Saber by Kaisis, the first two, right? But so there won't be a Saber by the second two. But here by Matzah, if you won't do a Saber, even though it's in the second section of the Seder, so why don't you say Ma'ad Ha'ava Ha'avi, then Matzah. That's the first time you're coming to Matzah. It'll end up that Matzah doesn't have a Seder. But Dalek Koisis, at least the first two Koisis have a Seder. So, the few things I want to point out in Koisis. One thing you see that Koisis holds, not like the Rif. The Rif says that for Dalek Koisis, which is our minig, that we make a Boitri Agafen on all four Koisis. Right? So why? Because he says each one is an independent mitzvah. Other Rishonim say you don't make a boy to your coffin. But that's the Shita Sarif. He says it's an independent mitzvah. You see, just on a conceptual level, that Tosfos disagrees with the Rif. Why? How do you see that Tosfos disagrees with the Rif? Anybody want to suggest? Correct. Right, exactly. According, what you, if the halacha is that they're four separate independent mitzvahs, they're not. So what? Who cares what you did for the first two? But the last two is a different shaila. Do these require a seber? They're independent mitzvahs. What's the first thing to say? Well, for the first two, that seber is sufficient. What do you mean sufficient? That's for the first two. The other choices are separate independent mitzvahs. You see that Tosfos thinks that they're integrated to one. They're one mitzvah of dalet choices. And since I did have Seber for part of them, so that passes for the others. In other words, the point of Tosfos, it's a halacha of Ptur, that if I did have Seber for the first two, that's sufficient for the mitzvah of Seber. I don't have to do for the other two. But it could come out there for according to Tosfos then, that if a person didn't do have Seber, let's say he forgot, he didn't do have Seber for the first two choices, right? Now he's holding by the second two choices. So it could be that he should do Hesedah for the second two. And as Tosfos said, the reason I don't do for the others, according to this Peretz in Tosfos, is because I did already Hesedah for the first two. If I didn't do Hesedah for the first two, right? So then should be Chaludin Hesedah for the other choices. This is the Rush, by the way, it's not Mashmak, because the Rush says that if I didn't do Hesedah by Matzah, I think they mentioned also Dalek Kaisis to Rush. I don't have the Rush in front of me right now. Yeah. But it says, if not, they have to drink it again, right? Because the Shal be Moshev Ala Kaisis and so on, right? So you could have had an eighth of Kaisis to Tosfos. Don't do a Seber for the first two, but do it for the second two. Right? Could be forgot for everything, so now you have to be Moshev afterwards. But if according to Tosfos could come out, I'm not sure, but according to that Teretz in Tosfos, that there is a chalak, it's not pshat that there's no inyan of a Seber by all four choices. That Seber are the first two, passes the Seber in the other two. So coming back now to the question, it could be also nafkamina in terms of the Ran's question. The Ran asks, since it's a suffix, he asks, why don't you say Sveikid Rabban Lukula? No, it's not, it's Sveikut Rabban Lekula would be if the halacha was that there's if there was no chalois haseba at all for the other crisis, so then you're Sveikut Rabban Lekula. No, but the pshat is not the din was said that there's a loch of haseba by all four choices, but that save the first two, that save in the first two, right? Assuming that you're chayv in the first two, patters the save in the second two. But so under those circumstances, you don't say shmeikah drabal on kula, because there is a chalois haseba, just it's a din patur, but there is a machayev. So therefore, you don't say shmeikah drabal on kula. Right, I was going to speak a little bit more about that tosis, but my time is up. Okay, so let me wish you participation of Pesach.